Inside of half an hour, they had found the second and third pegs. Tom Kiss stripped off his coat and began digging like mad down into the sand, Parson Jones standing over him and watching. The sun was sloping well toward the west when the blade of Tom's spade struck upon something hard. If it had been his own heart that he had hit in the sand, his breast could hardly have thrilled more sharply. It was the treasure box! Parson Jones himself leaped down into the hole and began scraping away the sand with his hands, as though he had gone crazy. At last, with some difficulty, they hauled the chest up out of the sand to the surface, where it lay covered all over with the grit that clung to it. It was locked and fastened with a padlock, and it took a good many blows with the blade of the spade to smash the bolt. Parson Jones himself lifted the lid. Tom Kiss leaned forward and gazed down into the open box. He would not have been surprised to have seen it filled full of yellow gold and bright jewels. It was filled half full of books and papers, and half full of canvas bags, tied around and around with cords of string. Parson Jones lifted out one of the bags, and it jingled as he did so. It was full of money. He cut the string, and with trembling hands gave the bag to Tom, who, dizzy with delight, poured out upon the coat spread on the ground a flood of shining silver money that rang and twinkled and jingled as it fell in a shining heap. Parson Jones held up both hands into the air, and Tom stared at what he saw, wondering whether he was really awake. It seemed to him as though he was in a dream.